Hello, everyone. I want to do the weekend motivator and give you a couple things that I was listening to today that were so good. So I was listening to my mentor's podcast, and she was talking about just how we lose weight from self-love versus self-loathing. And I think this is a key thing because when I look back on my own journey, one of the things that I know, and I've said this to you guys 1,000 times, was that I started noticing how I was making changes to the things that I did and like the things I did for myself from a place of just wanting a better life for me and thinking about who I wanted to be more than like beating myself over who I was. And so she was talking about that and how critical it is. Because a lot of us, what we do is we take food away from ourselves, or we don't weigh, or we won't journal and stuff in a way that is very punitive. So like we'll tell ourselves we're not going to journal because I don't like what I see and I'm screwing up and all this other stuff, rather than saying, I'm going to journal anyway because I love myself so much. I deserve to see what all's actually going on. I'm just looking at what I'm doing, and I don't have to judge it, and I don't have to change any of it, but it's good information for me so that when I'm ready to change something, or if I notice something's like, you know what, like this may taste good and I may keep choosing it, but I also notice that there's a terrible payoff for me. Like my clothes are not fitting and I'm not feeling physically well, and the changes that I want to make in my body are not happening. When we start doing things from a place of like, I just promise not to beat myself up over it anymore. And when I do it, then if I notice myself going there, I will stop it. It just changes everything. So if you think about like so many of the stories that I tell you guys, when I was weighing and when I wouldn't lose, I would tell myself, we're not beating ourselves up over this. We're going to be proud this week of what we've done. We're going to be focused on what we can accomplish next week. And I would make myself be in that headspace. It doesn't mean that that came naturally. You know, the beatdowns kind of came in first, and I'd be like, no, this is not what we're doing. I didn't allow myself to attach to it. What I see you guys do way too often is the beatdowns come in, you guys just attach to it. You just think that then you must be broken. And so you need to take away the stimulus for the beatdown, which is, so I'll quit making a 24-hour plan. I will quit assessing. I will quit weighing. I'm going to take away the stimulus of the beatdown rather than it's like, what if we just do those things and we change how we respond to it deliberately, slowly, and over time? So a couple of things that she said that were really good. Number one was like when we get on the scale, and I know that the weekend motivator comes out on Fridays and a lot of you are going to weigh this morning. Rather than sitting there and being worried about what the number is and all this other stuff, prior to getting on, can you tell yourself, this is an opportunity to practice loving myself? I thought that was so powerful, and it was very reminiscent of the things that I did even 14 years ago. When I would get on the scale, after I'd had my like aha moment of when I was stalling out and not losing like what I thought I should and stuff, and I was like, oh my God, that's the kind of thinking that I've always done that has led me to stopping losing weight. This time is different. We are going to think about how proud we are of everything that we've done, how we are excited that next week gets to be even better. We just need to double down on what we're doing, stay committed, and we can look forward to next week's results. And I would make myself look forward to next week's results. That would keep me every single day focused on doing things that felt really good for me. So I think that for a lot of you, practicing that thought when you weigh in, this is an opportunity to love myself, works also very well for a lot of you who struggle with doing your 24-hour plans consistently. Like if you really thought, like if you really could start adopting the belief that every single time you made a 24-hour plan, every time that you assessed yourself, it's like, this is an opportunity to love myself. This is an opportunity to learn the most amazing things that are going to take me towards my dreams. If you started practicing those thoughts and make yourself do it, everything would change. One of the most common questions that I get in PNP, and I've recently been working with the girls that are coming in for the 3-day transformation, like hands down is, how do you love yourself? How do you change that relationship? Guys, it's like, I tell you this stuff all the time. I think the reason why most of you are like, I just don't understand how you love yourself, is because you're not doing the little things. The relationship with yourself, I want you to think about like when you're like, when you have like a best friend, it wasn't like the first day you met, you're like, oh my God, we're best friends for life. I mean, some people are creepers, let's get that. But majority of the time, friendships evolve. Like I think about the friendship that I have with my girlfriend, my best friend for the last 20 plus years. And I think about our relationship and how it grew and it evolved and we got to know each other. And there was just like this like layering in of like love and fun and memories and stuff. The same thing's going to happen with you. You're going to need to work on it. And when I say work on it, this is exactly how it's done. You stand on the scale, and every single time you weigh in, you say to yourself prior, this is an opportunity to love myself. When the number comes up, if love isn't the first thing you think of, you say, we're not thinking that, we're going to think this. Every single day, one of the other things that she was talking about, this wasn't in the same podcast, but I was actually listening to two different things that she was teaching today, was like your goal, you need to write it down every single day. If you are losing weight, either pick a 90-day goal, your long-term goal, whatever it is, you need to be writing that down every day. And I would put like, I weigh 150 pounds and I love myself. I would write it every day without question. I would make a list of the things that you can do that you need to say, like, someone who truly loves themselves and someone who truly has their own back, here's the minimum baseline of things that they do every day. They write down their goal. Like, guys, I write, like, whatever goal I'm chasing in the moment, whatever it is, it gets written down every single day in my planner. Every day. I'm going to tell you guys, ask me, how is it that I accomplish things? It is little things like that. Those little reminders, what they do is they keep me on task when I'm actually doing the work that's required. But if you're not doing those little triggers, those little mental things to get your brain focused deliberately on where you want to be, don't expect to get there at all. So I would be right, like for me, when I think about what's Corinne's minimum baseline for truly loving herself, it's like her goals are written down every single day. I journal every single day. I plan what I'm going to eat, and I think about my day every single day. That is like the minimums. Movement is a part of mine. I take a walk, I stretch, I do something physical for my body every single day. I drink my water. Like I think about the things. You don't have to have all of those, but you need to start. If I was someone in PNP, and if you say to me, you're like, Corinne, I am desperate to lose my weight. Seriously, like I will do anything it takes to lose my weight. If I could just have it, tell me what I need to do. It would be those little things. I would weigh, and I would always tell myself, this is an opportunity to love myself. I would write my 24-hour plan every single day, and I'd be like, this 24-hour plan, it better be fun, it better be full of love, or we're not doing it. Y'all know that I teach you realistic planning. Everything I teach you is so that you can establish a lifestyle that you not only love, but the rinse and repeat is so simple. Stop fighting me on it. Stop making it harder. Stop trying to do it from self-loathing. Stop trying to do it and say, well, I've got all that diet mentality. I don't give a fuck about your diet mentality. You shouldn't either. Like, I don't care how many diets you went on. I went on all of them too. And at some point, I had to say, you know what? I'm going to quit blaming every poor choice I ever made in my past as a reason why I'm going to continue to make poor choices now. That is insane thinking. So if you are stuck in that, you just say, like, someone who loves themselves stops thinking that anything that's happened in their past or they've done in their past is any reason to continue to make bad choices now for themselves. Someone who really loves themselves says, well, that was some horseshit. Time to change something. It's that simple. All right, guys. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Hope this was helpful, and I will see you soon.